Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Travis. So Travis, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, my name is Travis Kemper. I live in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Physical therapist by training, I guess. And I own a physical therapy practice called Defiance PT and Wellness. I also own a couple of real estate, rentals. And yeah, that's pretty much who I am.
Awesome. So how did you get into physical therapy in the first place?
Desperation. So I went to school, I graduated in 06 from high school. I was relatively smart, or at least I got through school very easily. And, there was one course that you could take, it was go to college. That was the only thing that was kind of offered to us. And I went, I hated it. I dropped out, went back and got a degree, kind of, had that post-graduation depression and tried to figure out what the heck I wanted to do with my life, and figured out that I've always loved helping people and I've always loved exercise. So physical therapy seemed like a natural fit. Don't know if I would do it again. Honestly, I love my job, but it's a big commitment, man. 8 years of school. And
So in terms of your physical therapy practice, can you just talk more about that? Like, what does that look like for you today? Like, are you, involved in the day-to-day? Are you doing all the physical therapy, or do you have PTs that work for you, or what does that look like?
Yes. I just opened a clinic. I was working out of a gym and working still part-time a hospital here. And then I just opened my own clinic in October. So like a month and a half ago. I think I've been open for 6 weeks, and hired another PT. I sub out to another PT when I need specifically hand therapy. And I have an admin that both my PT and the admin work on commission. So I don't have, my only overhead is the clinic space, and then I do the rest. But yeah, as far as like management and stuff, it's been all me until about 4 weeks ago. I got the admin onboarded, and she's taken a lot of the crap that I really don't like to do off my hands. I love working with my patients, so I probably won't ever give that up, at least not full time. So I still do, I'm the primary PT as far as like who's giving the services.
Makes sense. So obviously PT is a very competitive space. So how are you able to differentiate you and your clinic, with your competition?
You ever used healthcare?
Healthcare?
Yeah. Have you used it yourself?
Yes.
What's your experience like?
I mean, I think when you go to like these, clinics, like Athletico and places like that, it's not as high quality because, at least you're dealing, they have two different people, or they have like one person managing multiple people. It's like go and do this exercise by yourself. So, I mean, I'm assuming that you're probably offering a more personalized solution.
Yeah, man. Like differentiating myself is really easy. Mostly, I don't compete with traditional healthcare at all. I don't take insurance, so I really don't compete with traditional healthcare. But like with the hospitals and stuff, it's just not competition. You're going to get bounced around therapist to therapist. Here, at least we don't have the, like in Dallas, I bet you have the clinics that it's like me as the therapist, I would be trying to treat three people at the same time. Yeah, I would have a tech and a PTA. At least we don't have that here for patients. But the healthcare system's a nightmare, man. So it's just what you get is completely different than what you would expect in the traditional healthcare system. So differentiating myself is really not the issue. What is the issue is like, hey, that isn't healthcare. Like that is garbage. And it relies on drugs and surgeries that aren't effective. And a lot of times that's side effects and stuff like that. And just getting my name out there and then getting people to understand, like, so chiropractic has been doing this for probably decades, where they're kind of outside the insurance. A lot of them don't take it. PT, it's kind of new. I compete more with chiropractors and personal trainers that think they're PTs and things of that nature. And then just the kind of the, I don't know, the health spa, even like massage therapy type stuff. Right. Like I compete with that because nobody really knows what PT does anyway. And I'm, in all honesty, I can describe what I do, but I can't describe what like PT as a profession does, because we do, they like, it's so diverse in what people do and what you can expect. You're going to expect what you got last time, and what you're going to get from the next PT is, regardless of if it's cash pay or not, is probably completely different from what you got last time.
Makes sense. But do you have a niche, for example? Like, are you mostly working with, you know, athletes or seniors or kids? You know, it's like a certain niche that you work with typically?
No, I work with child athletes. I have a pro golfer that I work with. I do patients with Parkinson's often. I run a Parkinson's class every week. Gosh, what else? MS, just chronic pain, back pain. No, man, I'm not trying to niche down. I get real bored real fast. So hence why I'm an entrepreneur. So yeah, I'm not trying to be like the shoulder guy. I work with shoulders, but I also work with backs and knees and everything else.
Makes sense. So what is the biggest challenge that you're facing in your business right now?
Obscurity. So, I mean, hands down, I just opened 6 weeks ago in a new town.
Right.
So the biggest challenge is just getting my name out there. And that's a bigger challenge than I think selling the services outside of the healthcare system, to be completely honest with you. Most of the patients that are coming to me, they know that the healthcare system doesn't work because it didn't work for them, right? Or at least it doesn't work for them. So they're looking for something else. But obscurity and not just people not knowing that I even exist, that would be the biggest thing for me.
So in terms of getting your name out there, can you just, you know, kind of dive more into that? Like, what does that mean for you? I mean, have you been like running ads, or like, how are you like focused on solving that problem?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. The biggest, honestly, has been just free. Just blog posts have been huge for me, specifically on Nextdoor, if you know what that app is.
Yeah.
So specifically on there, that's where I've gotten like organic reach business. That's been the biggest thing. The biggest thing overall is word of mouth, and it's not even close. Word of mouth is incredible. I know I hear people like talk about it like it's dead, and it's not dead in my world. That's where I make the most of my appointments from. I am running some right now. I have a Nextdoor ad out, and I'm planning to run a couple Facebook ads for this month to try and again just get my name out there is the biggest thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you're running those ads, like, are you like a, you know, certain target? Because like you mentioned that you're like, you know, it's kind of vague. So is it more of just like saying, hey, like, you know, healthcare system doesn't work, come to me for, you know, physical therapy services? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to target specific with the ads specifically. I'm trying to target specific groups of people. I have a pelvic floor specialist working with me. That's my PT. So she's like, you know, she wants to target like female athletes that are pregnant or after pregnancy, because they don't get the care and don't know that it's a thing. I don't know if you're aware, but most women that have a kid, like pee their pants the rest of their life. It's some crazy, don't quote me on this, but I think it's like 2/3 of women after pregnancy, they have some level of incontinence for the rest of their life. She can treat that. Yeah. So obviously that, I'm not going to target you, Dan, with the same ad as I'm targeting the clientele for her. So it's kind of targeting specific patient groups, you know, maybe a shoulder pain ad for CrossFitters or something like that. And then also targeting kind of a mindset, because there is a big, I would say, younger fit people. There's a big group of younger fit people that just don't use the healthcare system because, you know, if you're a runner, I had, when I worked full time at the hospital, I had an 8-week wait to get in to see me. That is pretty much the norm here, is anywhere from 5 to 8. If you're a runner, you're not going to wait 8 weeks if you're in significant pain. So they're already looking outside of the traditional care system. So some of it will be targeting specific injuries and specific ailments, and other ads will be targeting specific groups of people, like that mindset. That's what I'm going to try and hit, and we'll see how it goes, because I'm a newbie at the advertising game.
Makes sense. So in terms of scalability, like, what, and I think you just opened 6 weeks ago, but what is your revenue goal for 2024?
revenue goal for 2024. So my goal is to build, currently I'm at 6,000 a month. And that's just me, what I'm doing. I want to build mine up to 15,000 a month. And that's where I want to stay for myself. So that's what I want to, how many people I want to treat, 15 to 18,000 a month on the high end. And then for the clinic, I'd like to do that much for my employee, as she's currently working full-time still. So she's transitioning, but we'll do kind of a slow transition, which is what I did to leave the healthcare field. I would like to get her up to that. So I guess my, if you wanted to average it out for the whole month or the whole year of 2024, I'd say 20,000 a month. So $250,000, that would be my goal.
Awesome. So in terms of, like, I guess even like more scalability, like is your vision to open more clinics? Like, really, like, where do you want to take this?
I don't know. It depends how it grows. Like, I'm not worried about growing it as much as like getting the amount of clients that I need. It's depending how it's going and how much I want to do in that space versus going in more into real estate and and building more that way as well, like doing two different things. If I decide to go hard into physical therapy, I will probably have a gym, which would be tough to do in this area because there's only like six in a 40-mile radius. But yeah, acquiring a gym would probably be something that would be up my alley in the future and have like a clinic connected to the gym.
Makes sense. So obviously now in 2023, people are looking at ways to use, you know, high level technology like AI in their business. So what is the role of AI in the healthcare or physical therapy space for that matter, in your opinion?
In my actual practice, like how I treat a patient?
Just in general, like when it comes to the business, I mean, do you see AI playing a role, for example, when people are booking appointments or trying to get, you know, information or, you know, things like that? Like, have you seen those use cases? Maybe not even for a small practice, maybe for more of a larger practice, but, you know, AI coming into play at all?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I use it to help with my website, to help write blogs and all sorts of stuff, help write these Facebook ads that I'm making right now. So I definitely utilize it for the business aspect of it. As far as, I've been a little surprised. So I hired a call service to take my phone calls because I'm with patients. I can't take phone calls, nor do I really want to. Because I end up giving too much information and then just ends up, I'm wasting, you know, 35 minutes on a call when I could have just had you come in and done an eval, probably costing myself business. So it wasn't my specialty. So anyway, I hired a call service to take calls, and I've been surprised at the lack of bookings. Like, you can also just book me online. That's literally what the call service does. I've been surprised with the lack of bookings online just through the website, because it's pretty simple versus everybody's calling. All but one person that have booked me from like the organic reach stuff, every single person but one has called the call service and booked through them. So I don't know what it's going. I know there's like bots that like will answer Facebook ads and stuff for you, but I don't know how to use that. And I don't know.
But if people are calling, is it more because, like, you know, even like before, like when you first answered the calls, because they had, you know, specific questions, like, you know, because I'm sure it's probably, you know, people, because like, especially like, you know, you being new, so they're like essentially asking, oh, hey, I have this problem, can you help me? You know, more of those types of.
Because I get so this company, they give me a report of every call. And they're not asking that stuff. It's like they're calling to book, and they're just calling instead of using the Google link that I have and the website links that I have. They're just picking up the phone and calling and just booking. Yeah. And I even have like a free consult on there, which I think I'm going to delete because not a single person has booked that. And it's like, well, why am I offering it if nobody's booking it, you know? So it's just been, and maybe that'll change. Like I said, this is only 6 weeks in, so maybe that'll change. But as of right now, everybody's calling.
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel like maybe some people are more old school and they want to just call to book, and, you know, but I guess like I would figure people would call sometimes if they wanted, you know, more info about the service or about, you know, their current problem. But yeah, if they're just calling to book, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too. And I do think there's this this misconception that we have, like we have all this technology and people just think we're going to go more and more into it. And what I see, like I've heard people in healthcare be afraid of it.
Right.
And what I see is like, it's more and more driving people to want this personal touch. Like they want me to be with them and touch them physically and be there to have a real conversation with them. That's what I see. So I like a lot of people are fearful about like, where's the profession going? I'm like, I don't think a robot's ever going to be able to do the job, but I know that a robot can't ever give you, I mean, maybe in the future, but at this point, they're nowhere close to being able to give you the personal touch that, I can provide. So I actually,
yeah, for sure. Not doing the job. It. No. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, maybe customer service, but yeah, doing your job for sure. I would not, I don't think anybody, at least now or anytime soon, would trust a robot to do physical therapy with them.
No, but there's fear of it, man. Well, and here's the thing that, like, you can go to ChatGPT and you can say, I have shoulder pain. It hurts when I do this. And it'll come up with a treatment plan that is legit.
Right.
You can do this for your personal training. You can get a legitimate personal training plan to do whatever the hell you want from ChatGPT. People are still going to pay personal trainers. Like, it's not going away because people
want
to be around people. And I think that, but there are people in our fields, because I'm as much a personal trainer as I am a physical therapist at this point with being out of the healthcare field. And I've talked to personal trainers that are legitimately scared that it's going to destroy their career. And I'm like, I think people are going to go more and more towards personal touch.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see it, I'm like, AI is always going to be there. It'll help make things easier. And a personal trainer can go and use AI, to your point, is to kind of, when you're building like a plan for somebody, say, hey, like ChatGPT, help me out with it. But they're not going to do it for you. And it's not the same, because you need a human mind and you need the AI mind. It's a combination of both those things.
Yeah, right. You probably can be a personal trainer by just passing the test and then using ChatGPT for the rest of your career.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So in terms of, so like essentially, you know, like your vision or kind of what you're looking at is combining a gym with the physical therapy and owning both in one, essentially, like if we were to talk in a few years, that's kind of what you're looking to do.
Well, that's kind of already what I do, but my gym is, my whole facility is 1,000 square feet. There's two private treatment rooms and a little kind of office area. So, and then there's like a 500 square foot gym. So it's already, it's like exactly what you just described.
Right.
I have a squat rack and 500 pounds of weights and basically a replacement for a cable machine. And I have a bike and a rower and a new step and all the things that you would get in a normal PT place or a gym. So like the golfer that I work with, we're not doing PT anymore. We're doing performance training for her golf game. So yeah, it's already that. It's just, it would have to expand. If my business expands dramatically, I can't have more than 2 to 3 people at a time in my clinic. Not that I'm going to handle 2 to 3 at a time, but like, you know, you working with Jordan, my other therapist, somebody else, your wife working with me, that's probably a pretty full clinic. And then I could have like a massage therapist in the other treatment room. Excuse me. Sorry.
Excess. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you even got into physical therapy in the first place?
Ignore everything that your teachers tell you. No, just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I can give one, but like just the societal norms are BS. That would be my one. Is just everything that society tells you is a lie, and it's not intentionally a lie. It just is a lie about success, about life, about whatever you want. You gotta build your own path.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like no matter what career you choose, it oftentimes in schools say that they train you to go into the system, to go and work for someone else. They don't really teach you how to be an entrepreneur. You know, it's kind of something that I think you've taken on more on your own as opposed to like something that you're really taught in school to do. Right.
Oh God, I wouldn't even say they train you to be in the system and work for somebody else. I don't know what they do, but I learned more about treating patients in my year of dropping out from high school or dropping out from college and selling cars than I learned in PT school.
Right.
Because they totally over, like, you barely touch on psychology and you don't touch on communication at all. And literally those two are just as important, if not more important combined, probably more important combined than like the anatomy and physiology of the human body. So we spent a crap ton of time on that. So I don't even know if they teach you how to be like, in all honesty, I don't think PT school taught me how to be a great PT. They taught me a lot of great stuff about the human body.
Right.
But yeah.
That makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or social
Yeah.
media handles?
Everything's at Defiance PT or Defiance PT and Wellness. The website's www.defiancept.com. And you can reach me at travis@defiancept.com.
Awesome. Well, Travis, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure, and we're rooting for you. Lots of success to finish out this year and next year as well.
Cool, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.